Today's Mass is being offered for the pose, the soul of David Montoya, Alex Velasquez, and Manuel Apodaca. Please do continue to keep in your prayers our young man who will be raised to the diaconate on the morrow, soon to be Deacon Jacob Romero. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We continue on within our novena, the original novena, that of Pentecost. And so we join asking for the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Today we'll commemorate the feast that we celebrate on the morrow, the 20th, that of Bernardine of Siena. Bernardine of Siena was a great Italian preacher, a man who was formed in the ways of God from his very earliest age, but in a particular way, he was entranced by the holy name, that holy name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. That was always upon his lips. He was always preaching it, and he would carry around with him, as we always speak about during the Feast of the Holy Name in January, about the power that is contained within that one name. Why was St. Bernardine of Siena so impressed with this particular word? It was when he was a young man. He was given charge over a child who was neglected, a little one. And having taken care of this youth, who was given to him as the charge of an old woman, a relation of his who had been left destitute. This particular girl was left blind and bedridden, and during her long illness, she could only utter those two syllables. She would say, Jesus. Over and over again, she would say, really, it was in Italian, she'd say, Gesù, Gesù. Over and over again throughout the course of that illness. And this saint, Bernardine of Siena, watched over this little child until she died. And because of this, he learned the devotion of his life and dedicated him all the more to the power of that name, seeing how powerful it was to overcome all evil, to keep hope and a joy within one's soul. This name is a powerful name. It's a powerful word indeed. It's a most perfect prayer, merely to call upon the Lord of salvation to be present. We know that when we call upon the name of the Lord, that he is present within our midst. He is attentive to those who call upon his name. He is faithful to be there for those who seek him, particularly when they seek him ardently with the whole of their hearts. Again and again, it is spoken as such throughout the scriptures. When we want power within our lives and strength to go forward and courage to face all the evils of this present life of our world, what's going on within our own souls, merely to call upon the name of the Lord in that way, to say, I have nothing else, but I can say Jesus. And to let that be the antiphon, the prayer, the words which are constantly upon your lips. These are some of the words which our saint preached toward the end of his life as an exhortation to those who are his hearers. He said, be mindful of the name of Jesus. I've told you how you should reverence this name when you hear it spoken, the devotion springing always from your heart. And if you should fall on your knees when you hear this name, you kneel to God, the Son of God. To me, then, Hail Mary, which you recite every evening, it brings great consolation, and you do indeed do well. You will find that she is your advocate, that if you hold her in reverence and pray to her humbly, that she will defend you and aid you in all of your adversity and deliver you from it. And this is what I wish to say to you regarding that which belongs to God. Fear God and love him. Frequent churches. Listen attentively to sermons. Go to Mass, even go to Vespers, and all the other virtuous exercises, as on other days you do all for the sake of the body, for your welfare, for that of your family. So on holy days, do good things for your soul and to the glory and honor of God. He charges us strongly that on so many days we care merely for the body. Well, how many days do we actually attend to the things which aid our soul? When you frequently use the name of Jesus to call upon him in joy, to call upon him that his strength may be instantiated within your life, you do receive his graces. How did this saint die? After completing his arduous work of preaching throughout the world, it was 30-something years that he gave himself, God was given to him for ministry and converted the greater part of the Italian peninsula. What were his last words? He expired so beautifully, surrounded by so many of his brothers, with this particular antiphon upon the lips of those who were surrounding him, his fellow brothers, his Franciscans. That's that antiphon in which we pray, Father, I've manifested thy name to men. Father, I've made present thy name to men. Father, I have shown your name unto men. So too our saint had completed over the course of his life. And so too, when we merely say his name, that name of our blessed Lord Jesus is manifested even in the midst of our hardships and troubles. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to send the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that not only we ourselves may be comforted in our struggles, but those for whom we know need it most at this hour might receive comfort and courage to make their final journey to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.